This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. There's an old adage that says an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but a new study finds that's not quite right. You should actually eat two apples a day. Researchers at the University of Reading in England have had people eat two large apples a day for 2 months. By the end, the average person had lowered their blood pressure, cut their heart attack risk, and reduced their cholesterol by about 4%. And it worked for men and women. For some reason, women saw a bigger effect. Apparently, juice doesn't count. Another group drank two glasses of apple juice a day and didn't have the same effects, probably because it doesn't have as much nutrients or fiber. Two large apples have about 25% of the fiber you need in a day. So two apples a day to keep the doctor away. Hey, if you want to keep your weight in check during the season of eating, University of Georgia says it's pretty easy. Just step on the scale every day. Basically, weighing yourself every day is a great self-motivator. You may exercise a little more or watch what you eat more carefully based on what the scale says that day. Story in Market Watch, when health researchers are warning us that all the binge eating and drinking we do during the holidays may slowly be killing us. The 1 or 2 pounds we pack on between Thanksgiving and New Year tend to stick with us and add up, leading to increased risk of heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and some cancers. So eat, drink, and I'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. News on Saturday when members of the South Haven Rotary Club will ring the bells for the Salvation Army. Rotarians first started the tradition back in 1982. Last year, more than $2,000 was put into the pails in South Haven. They'll begin at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. South Haven Rotarians outside the Golden Brown Bakery on Phoenix Street and at both entrances of the South Haven Walmart. Be generous. Knucklehead news out of Ohio, where cops are searching for a 51-year-old pothead who's easily distinguishable by the tattoo on his forehead that reads, "Pothead." Police say Douglas Perry Christopher is an ex-con and a registered sex offender who has a warrant out for his arrest for failing to provide police with his current address, which he's obligated to do every 90 days. Christopher has a marijuana leaf inked on his forehead with the words "pothead" above it. He also tattooed his eyebrows. Police are asking anyone who knows his whereabouts to contact them. Remember, just earlier in the week, police in Indiana arrested a guy with "crime pays" tattooed on his head. And that's another week of the Daily Buzz. If you find something buzzable that you could send me, do it. Paul at WCSY.com. Drop it off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. We have a drop box outside the building if it's after hours or over the weekend through the holidays. You can catch up on shows you might have missed on our website, WCSY.com. That's where our podcasts live, as well as all the great podcasting outlets. And Alexa will play them for you, too. Just have her ask Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM to play daily podcasts. Daily Buzz rewinds in this spot for the next week or so. Wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. Have a great weekend.